Hey you, I am so happy to welcome you back here to the Mood Lab. We have a beautiful episode coming up, which is super, super exciting. We are having a wonderful guest on, as we do, three times a month, if the month is like 4 weeks long, I guess. I had the pleasure to talk to Matt Gottesman, and Matt is a two-times founder, writer, podcaster. He's also an agile digital marketer and strategist by trade, with a background in helping some of the world's most iconic brands, such as Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, and more. So we have a very cool person on here. And nearly a decade ago, he decided to reconstruct his own narrative by taking to the internet to create, build, and publish to the world to communicate to the masses as the intersection of culture, creativity, spirituality, and entrepreneurship. Nowadays, he speaks to over 250,000 people monthly and has amassed a global audience that reaches 10.5 million people per month, which is just incredible. So I'm excited to grow this podcast to these dimensions. That would just be so amazing. Matt loves business, spirituality, and exploring personal development and human optimization because he believes all of these help us to become better people, creating more intentional impact in the world. He runs a newsletter on Substack, which is called The Niche Is You, which has also become his personal and second podcast, which is there to help people break from the system to expand more on themselves through the collective work, art, and passions, with the goal of bringing more ownership and sovereignty back to the individual. And Matt also shared with us in this podcast that he is publishing his first book in 2024, so this year, which is just amazing. And he just recently launched an apparel line, which also is just incredible. So you gotta check that out. I'll also link everything in the show notes so you'll find all of the info on Matt there. We talk about how we can let God guide our journey, what it means to do life with God, what it means to co-create with God. We talk about how and if we can ask for something from God, how that looks like, how do we know that the something that we ask for or something else that is showing up in our lives is from God, and how we do not get overwhelmed from pursuing what we feel like God has put into our lives. We also dive into our calling and being capable to follow it, and yeah, just moving from the calling to the pursuit, basically, which I already just touched upon. I also asked him a question on when do we know that we can actually take the leap, and what we can do about the anxiety around being able to provide for ourselves and to take the next step, basically, into the unknown. And Matt has been just such a wonderful conversationalist. You've really noticed that he has his own podcast and that he's well versed in speaking and expressing himself. So it was such a pleasure to talk to him. I also don't want to keep you much longer. Just wanted to say that if you enjoyed this episode or any other episode, please leave a 5-star rating. As you know, that helps so much in the ranking of this podcast and in the pursuit of other people finding this podcast. Also, yeah, just let us know, let Matt know, let me know if you like this episode. Please share it with your friends. Subscribe to the show as well. That's about it. You know the deal. Let's just dive right in. Matt, if you could just go in and introduce yourself, tell us who you are, maybe a little bit of what you do, just like give us a little, yeah.
Yeah. I'll do my best to keep a very, very short version of that. So thank you, Karina, for having me. I'm Matt Gottesman. If we need to use some sort of titles, you know, I've been a founder of a couple of different brands, and I'm a podcaster, I'm a writer, you know, and a background, very heavy background in digital marketing, like anything internet related, really for the last 20 to 25 years. And, you know, I've been able to integrate and fuse together the digital era of things with creativity and my spirituality and like my art and the things that I really want to do. And the reason I say that is because obviously, as you know, we have sometimes our work and what has identified us as, you know, to the world as this is what we do, right? Because I had a digital agency for like marketing and sales and automations and all those things. I've had a consultancy for, you know, growing internet, you know, the internet side of people's businesses with big brands. And it's like, these are the things that compartmentalize us. But what people didn't know until I started going onto the internet more and writing and speaking and podcasting more were the things that were more related to like what I wanted to be doing, you know, and what I wanted to be talking about. So, yeah. And so I have a podcast called The Niche Is You. The Niche Is You. The Niche depends on what you like to say. And it's a daily podcast, and I talk about this idea of, instead of constantly going outside of yourself to find all these answers, which is very easy to do as a human walking this earth, that we tap further into our soul and look for what's more in alignment with what we're here to do and why. And then also having this letting go of, you know, you're meant for more, you know, you want to do more, but there's this relationship with your soul that you're dancing with, because on one hand you have to show up to life, and on the other hand you have to let go to allow, you know, the guidance from your soul, from God, you know, from the things we can't see. I mean, what a balance that we're facing. And I want more people to tap into that energy and work from that place. And it's a journey. It's not an overnight thing, right? Which one could also say about entrepreneurship, which one could also say about creativity, right? One could also say about, you know, cultivating your path. So I like fusing all those things together. And then to finally round that out, I'm working on my very first book, hopefully due out this fall. And there'll be an accompanying journal. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited by it. It's a long time coming. Yeah. My community has asked for a long time, but this, it feels like it's coming together nicely. And there'll be a journal that is separate from it, but it works hand in hand with the book as well. So I'm excited about those things.
That's so cool. Well, first of all, congratulations on that. That's amazing. I feel like, yeah, that's like a little dream that I also have. So maybe one day, but it always gives me inspiration to know that, yeah, you like pursued that and you're doing that. And it's so, so great to, yeah, put things into words, put it on paper. And it's something so special to like, a book is just different to me. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe I just put it on a little pedestal there, but it's just something that has always, I mean, books have always been something that I just loved. So I think that's so, so great. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you for your little introduction there. I feel like I would really love to actually jump in with what you already kind of started to mention. So our journey, obviously, we kind of want to pursue something, and you just said that as well already. But then there's also the aspect of things that are just, I guess they're just falling into place, or there's God guiding this other part of our journey. And how do we go about that? So how do we co-create, go about life in a way that it's not just us doing and going maybe, I don't know, in the wrong direction? I mean, the question is, can we even go in the wrong direction? That's always something interesting to contemplate about. How do we go into this co-creative mode and not do everything just by our own strength?
You know, there's a lot in there. So I love that you asked that. I love that you asked all of that. I was on, I'm part of this men's spiritual group, and it was about maybe a month ago, one of the guys in there, he says something really cool. He goes, you know, for 6 days we create, and one day of the week, you know, we rest. But 6 days of the 6 days of the week we create. And I said, isn't that cool? Like, obviously, you know, in relation to thinking about God, I was like, isn't that cool that we're made in the image of the Creator? And so we operate just like that. Like, we have that divine intelligence of God within us, like, and we can connect with God, you know, but isn't it cool? It's like, yeah, for 6 days we create, we allow what we're here to do to come through us. And on the day we have to rest, because it's sort of like, hey, take stock in like how you're doing and reflect and feel good and relax and, you know, all these things. But right before we started the show, you and I, we were talking a little bit about like this whole idea of, you know, people have an idea of like a path, or like you were even saying, like, can you even detour and take the wrong one? I mean, no matter what we do, we're always like, there is no real detour. It can feel like detour, but it's actually part of the connection you will make once you step into the thing even further that you're here to do. And it brings on way more understanding because of the detour, because of the experiences, because of the downs, because of like, you know, the hardships or the obstacles or whatever we call them, whatever we label them. And then we realize later on, like, oh, like I couldn't understand this without that. And the way I learned that was I was having a very difficult time like 10 years ago. It was a really, you know, it was a very transformative time for my life. And looking back, it was such an amazing blessing. But, you know, when you're going through tough stuff, you don't always think about it like that. You're like, this is horrible. You're like, why is this happening? You know? But it was interesting. I started studying with some, you know, spiritual mentors. And as we were going through stuff, like you start realizing how you're making certain decisions or what you could have done better. On one hand, you have such clarity and it feels so good. You're like, oh my God, like I could have totally like avoided, you know, this mistake and this mistake and this mistake, like all these things, right? And I remember one of the teachers said, he was like, but you wouldn't have understood it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. he's like, you can't go back, but it's also because you're here now because of that. And so you could have learned this years ago and would have no connection and no value without the experience. Like you just be like, oh yeah, I'm told not to do this, which we see in, you know, religion and happens a lot, like from, you know, a very young age. It's like, don't do these things. But like, until we really understand from our own decisions, doesn't really start to connect, you know? So there, I wanted to kind of touch on that when you're saying it's like, you know, can we detour? Yeah. Are we? I don't really know, you know, go ahead.
I feel like, I feel like that is so good because when I look back on my life, I always have that. I mean, it's people like say about, like they talk about this red thread and I feel like it's just like God weaved through it all. And it's like, I know that I only live here in Lisbon because all of the things that happened before that, all of the things that guided me to wanting to not live in Germany, to pursue a career that allows me to like work from anywhere and build a life somewhere where I want to live and where I build the community that I feel comfortable in. And so like all of those things, they can only happen because there has been something before that that made me able to actually understand about myself, oh, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this felt good, this wasn't as good. And it gives me all these nuances, which then allow me to like proceed and then figure out what I actually want for my life or where I actually feel the most at home in a way, or the most like, I guess the most, yeah, at home as well. And in business is the same thing, right? It's, you feel like it's like there's a connection and it fits and it works well for you. And then the same thing with your environment or your friends, with everything in life, really. And it couldn't happen if you don't have all those situations and all these things happening beforehand, which bring you to that place. So I think that is so, so important. Yeah. I mean,
everything you just said, think about like, that's you taking the responsibility. That's you taking, you know, the like, oh, let me, who am I? What am I? What feels right? What doesn't feel right? What do I want to be doing for a living? Where do I want to be living? You know, how do I want to be creating? How do I allow, you know, and I'll get back to your original question about like, how do you kind of do the dance between, you know, showing up and letting go. But like you doing all of that stuff, that was, you know, what we started to talk about before the podcast, which was like, you know, because normally people said, here are the jobs that you should want. And here's the path that you that looks appropriate and quote unquote responsible. And here's, you know, because you'll make this money, you'll be, you know, a respectable person of the community by this title. And look how all of that stuff got basically abused. And, you know, and I don't know, there's no blame. It makes sense. I think people wanted structure based out of a survival mode from previous generations of like, hey, this is, you know, this is what will make you stand on your own. Yeah. But that's such a removal of God in a lot of ways, or just of just your own trusting your own self and like, okay, is it? Is that the only way? Yeah. I don't believe that that's the only way. Like you don't tell me that I came here to immediately take instruction from, you know, that like an assembly line of this is how things are and this is it. Like, no, I think I have to actually learn what I'm here to do. I realize that that can be lifelong. I realize it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And the more we take that on earlier on, the greater life really does feel free, even though we might do way more work for the things that mean something to us than for the jobs that even make great money. Like, and so even entrepreneurship is so funny when people are like, you know, the meme, like entrepreneurs, the only people who will leave a 40-hour a week job for 120 hours. And it's like, yes and no. I mean, yeah, obviously if you're doing it for money, it's crazy, you know, but if you're, which happens too to entrepreneurs, but there's freedom in like, no, when you work for something you just so believe in, it's different kind of work. Yeah, you work and you figure out the balance. You figure out having a life and creating one. That's the other thing, is that it took me some time, but this will lead, I guess, into the original question you had with like, I knew I had to show up for things that felt right, but I also had to learn how to not control from a human place, from a, you know, because we can't control the outside world. We can control our behavior and we can control showing up, but we can't control the outside world and or life always happening, right? And so entrepreneurship, as I heard somebody say, it's like it's the fastest way to personal development and to God. Like it was a joke, but it was just because you can't keep making the same mistakes twice, and you have to let go and be like, all right, God, like maybe we'll try it with you this time. Like, all right, what am I missing? Yeah. What am I missing? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean for that to happen. Like, you know, it's so much personal reflection that you weirdly and inevitably find your way to God. And it's like, oh, that makes sense. Because what is entrepreneurship? Creating. What are we creating? Well, from our gifts and our purpose. What is our purpose? Well, I'm figuring that out. How are you figuring that out? Well, I'm spending more time meditating. Okay, what did that do? Well, it led me to praying. Like, what did that do? Like, talking to God? Like, so it's this like progression of like,
it's it's so true. It's so funny actually, because this just made me think of the fact that when I was in like the new age spiritual space for like a long while.
I get
and it. And last year I was called back into prayer and then called back to God. And that was like such a beautiful thing to happen, and I'm just so grateful for this path that I'm able to take, and that I also that I'm just not doing things on my own anymore, because it's just so much better. And I was just reflecting, I came up with that, well, the thought came to me that back in, that was like August last year, I think, I then Googled why Jesus. I mean, this is obviously an obvious question because I didn't know. And I got this, so this podcast was recommended to me then by Google, which was by this guy, Erwin McManus. And I've plugged this guy so many times now on my show, and also talked about this podcast before. And he literally has a podcast episode, or rather it's a sermon that he uploaded on his podcast where he talks about why Jesus. And the most beautiful part of that is actually that connection to creativity and how like everything that is creative literally reflects God, reflects Jesus. The fact that like our whole life and our whole like human nature is that image of God, the creator, and we are literally constantly doing this. And yeah, it's like this constant process that's happening. And that for me was something I was just like, oh, this is so obvious. This is like what we constantly do. And it just reflects that.
It is. It's interesting. And similar to you, you know, and I have a lot of the new age that also follow me, and it's been really cool with them being like, but I like the way you talk about God. I'm like, well, because I'm not separating, and I get how religion, when the man-made portion comes in and is being dictated from a worldly, humanly place versus what the spiritual, you know, versus God and like what you're bringing up made in the image of creator, it can feel very different. And, you know, and I've also had those conversations where I said, I get it, because I was raised in a very spiritual household. Mm-hmm. You know, we had, you know, a lot of spirituality around us at a very young age, but you know, like every person, I shouldn't say every, I shouldn't generalize, but more often than not, when you ask most people, like something happened when we were kids, whether it was like somebody rubbed us the wrong way, or they tried to force something on us, or it was a parent, or it was a pastor or a rabbi, or, you know, a religious person, you know, whatever it might be, you know, and we sometimes get scared. Like we think like, oh, you know, like that doesn't feel good. Like, yeah, because that's not God. It doesn't feel good because that's not God, because God is in light. And but we're kids, we're impressionable. It happens. And so I had this men's group where all denominations, all backgrounds, you know, there was even a couple people in there who were atheists, but it was a men's group, like, you know, entrepreneurs, creators, all this stuff. And we were doing some exercises and stuff like that. And one of them was like, hey, when did you, you know, maybe leave God, you know, like what happened? And every single guy, there was 50 men in there. Every single guy had something happen at, you know, as a kid, all denominations, including atheists. And then the next question was, when did you find him again? And it was so cool to watch even people who are maybe not as, you know, who like there was one or two atheists in there, right? And that was fine. Like they were welcome there. And but they said, you know, it was like at 20 something, this thing happened and I didn't know what else to do. And it just felt like this spiritual, you know, energetic, something bigger than me. And like, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's start there. And so I do get the new age because I explained to that group, I said, hey, listen, you know, here's what happened to me at this age. And then when I was older, like I realized I'm like, I'm tired of doing this stuff alone. I knew that there was something bigger. And if we know that there's something bigger, that's a great place to start. And then we don't, the world likes to use labels. And then I get why some people are like, there's something bigger. I don't want to call it this word or that word. I'm like, okay, you're still in the human version. I get it. Even, you know, and I don't ever want to alienate any, you know, because everybody's on a path figuring it out. Yeah. But you get people who say like, oh, you know, when I meditate and I feel, you know, like they don't want to use the word God. And I totally get it, you know. And I tell people like, you got to use, you know, your path. You got to do it. I understand. And there's still sometimes the human aspect of them coming through, you know, and they still feel like God is limiting. I'm like, God is abundant. God is in everything. Yeah. And I get it because there are many years where I wasn't using God as much, you know, and I had a very good friend say, this is years ago, you know, why don't you use God more in your writing? Because I love the way you talk about God. I'm like, I got, you know, a little defensive at first. I'm like, I do. And this individual like, no, you don't. And I was like, interesting. And I wasn't sure how that was going to happen within my content. Like what was I going to do? And I realized like how good God is, because I started writing about God in a way that wasn't separating and it didn't divide any of us, whether you, whatever religion, whatever culture, whatever background, even, you know, or maybe you don't believe in God. It didn't matter. But I was talking about it in a way that feels like how we just connect to Creator, to the Creator.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because I was not expecting an audience of this much diversity, you know, background to be like, hey, you know, I kind of like the way you talk about God. And I'm like, I was not expecting that, you know? So it's interesting how we can be called, you know, and then, you know, I love that you had that experience of, you know, coming back even further to God through like prayer. And that's, I mean, essentially that's just what started happening to me more. Like the more I was connecting with God from a very like deep connection through prayer and through like just asking through humility, like, how do I do this stuff? And then actually being open and aware, you know, and I'm like, oh, so that's how you do that. Or like, oh, that answer came through. I'm like, but what does this mean? And so a call and response constantly made for, I don't know, what we call relationship, you know? It's like, oh, you ask, you want to know, you listen, you try it, you communicate back and forth. That's kind of like the basis of every other relationship in our life, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. That is, but that's like the best part of it, because that means you've created a sort of pure relationship with your Creator, right? Because you've not like took in all the voices that for most of us in childhood age, like in when we were younger, created that divide actually, because we were mistaking something that a human being did with what God would do. And we took that and we were like, okay, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to search for a different kind of solution.
Exactly.
I'm going to search for healing or whatever, or for like feeling better in a different, space. And then when we find that path back and when we're called back and having this pure just personal one-on-one relationship, it's just so wonderful, because then you notice, oh, when someone else speaks about God or when someone else tells me something, I now know that they are human and they can be mistaken in what they're saying. Like, we can say something today and this couldn't just, someone else might think it's not, it doesn't ring true to them. But that's okay, because this is just us being human and talking about our own personal experience. Yeah, just having that ability to separate that and to know that I can have my one-on-one relationship and that can guide me and I can feel guided and be guided and also be put in the right place at the right time, and everything else I cannot, yeah, even take with a grain of salt and being like, okay, I can test that, I can like read up on that, I can talk with God about that and see like how that actually resonates with me. And I think that's so important.
You gotta appreciate the genius of God and the humility. You can, like you said, people can go find another modality and a miracle comes through.
Yeah.
And God's like, yeah, you can call it whatever you want. Here's your miracle. I'm cool. You know, not to humanize God, but it's like, that's like the genius of God. Like, you can call it whatever you want. You know, here's your miracle. Here's your healing. You went to another modality to get the healing, or through, you know, some people use, you know, like plant medicine and they do all these other things. And it's like, you have the power to tap into God at any time and ask for, why is that hard to why is that such a hard miracle, you know? But we, and I get it, and I totally get it. So that's why I tell anybody, like, whatever gets you on your path to your soul and creating from there, you know, sooner or later, we all end up with pretty much the same conclusion. That's why, like, also, I heard many years ago, even like this idea with conversion, and it was this idea of this particular spiritual law was, no person should tell another person how to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
That is not our role. Now, we can live a life like one that inspires others to be their whole authentic best self and allow them to come to their own conclusion of what that looks like. Sooner or later, though, we're all going to mirror each other. So our primary responsibility is, how do we lead our life? And so I was speaking to a group of people the other day about, like, you want to initiate change. Don't keep talking about the problem within this group, because then another group will say, well, we have this problem. And then another group will say, well, we have this problem. And everybody wants to be heard. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, live in accordance with what you would like to show as, you know, the embodiment of the values of the group. And then others will say, oh, we kind of feel the same way. Like, oh, and we feel the same way. And you're like, oh, now you're all relating to each other and connecting versus pointing out why your cause is bigger than their cause is bigger than their cause. I was like, and that's why we have so much fighting going on in the external world, is because everybody wants to be heard and understood. But really, like, instead of saying, like, well, you know, we're trying to make it a, like, more awareness to this issue and cause, I'm like, well, why don't you instead behave in accordance with the value system that is so amazing and loving of what, you know, of what the culture stands for, that people go and ask questions like, where'd you learn that? Like, oh, I learned that from this. Like, really? I had no idea. Can you tell me more about that? You know, and that's like the beauty of us connecting with our own individual selves in God, you know, and then embodying the values through our work, what we're here to do, co-creating, and then we all start connecting more and stop. And then, you know, there's a lot less like pointing and blaming and judging and, like, you know, and you see that a lot of times in the religion, because then when there's like the pointing, the blaming, the judging, then all of a sudden you have separation. Then you have, you know, separation from God, separation from each other, division. You're like, you guys stop, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so much more beautiful if we are out there and someone recognizes a joy within us or a confidence within us or just an assurance that they see us walking with confidence on our path, and they're like, how do you do that? Like, where does that come from? And then you can share like where you have that strength from. And that's like such a beautiful approach and so much more valuable, because as you said, like, we cannot tell anyone how to live their life. Like, everyone has to decide that on their own. I feel like I've learned this over the last 10, 15 years probably, with also I took a path on eating in a particular way at some point, and then I just noticed that because I started eating healthier, people around me would start adapting certain things that I was doing, and right. I wasn't telling them about that. And I noticed that, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. And when I would say to someone how they should eat, because when I was young, I obviously didn't know. And I mean, I'm still young, but when I was younger, then I just try to like sometimes like push something a little bit, and I notice, oh, this is not working. Like this will just like get right. me some sort there of is. Pushback. And that's with everything in life. You can't just be like, oh, you should do this or you should behave this way. It just doesn't work. You can only lead by example. And that is actually so incredible, because that means you have to like live up to your highest standard. It puts you into a place, which is a really great place to be in if you have that vision for yourself and the people around you. And yeah, and then people can be inspired by that if they want to be.
That is the niche as you. That was the whole purpose right there, was exactly that, because you get a lot of people as well, like online saying, you should do this and you should do that. And then they got their communities. And I get that, you know, because you want to have a stance on things from your own experiences. Yeah. But I don't want to, it's exactly what you said. Like, let me go first. Let me do the things. And then you can ask me, what am I doing to make them happen? Be out of your own natural curiosity to do it for yourself versus me telling people what to do. So you're 100% right, right? Because like you eat really healthy. Like I had, like my sister's a pretty healthy individual, but and tiny. and even though like I'm, you know, I eat for my weight training, for my gut health, for my mind and creativity, and for just protecting the vessel, like all these things. But she sees how I cook and I eat. And she asks questions. And then so when she's, you know, visited me and she's like, God, like, I love how I feel when I eat the food that you create, that you make. I'm like, oh, thank you. And so she naturally asks questions. So it's like when you're just, we don't have to tell people what to do. And everybody has to fight and convert and, you know, force or dictate or any of that. So we just have to actually live and embody the values. And then people naturally ask, like, how are you doing? I'm like, well, this is what I'm doing. Well, how are you so calm and patient? Like, oh, I pray and meditate and journal. Oh, like, well, how do you know to trust God? Like, oh, well, this is what happened to me. I tried this and this, and then I was asking God for this. And like, is it that simple? I'm like, well, you should try it if you feel called, you know, like, but that's on you, you know? So we're less conflicting when we're more as an individual, just like leading by the example and people naturally wanting to know from that. I mean, what a win.
It's so amazing. You just already kind of, that's so cool. You just segued a bit for me, which is amazing.
Perfect.
My question that I wanted to ask as well is like, how do we know that something is from God? Or if we want to phrase it in like a bit of a different way, that it's for us basically, that this is the thing that we are supposed to pursue and put our work in. Like, how do we know that? How can we, find out? This is the way.
It's one of my favorite questions. It's become one of my favorite questions because I had somebody once ask me, he said, how do you know if it's God or fear?
Yeah.
And fear.
Ooh, that's good.
Because it's not fear. And fear doesn't have to be just fear, the idea of the word fear. It could also be like, you know, my mind's telling me this thing or my mind, you know, whatever, right? Just the human in us.
Yeah.
But he said, how do you know if it's God or fear? And I'm like, you know, I was like, that's good. And what came through me at the time was I said, here's for me what I know. When I ask God for something right away, like I just ask like, you know, for a question, the answer comes immediately without pause, immediately. And he said, okay, what happens? And I'm like, it's usually what I don't want to hear. And he kind of laughed and he said, what do you mean? I said, well, because the human in us has all these expectations of like what something should look like and feel like and when it should happen and how it should happen and why we want it and like all these things, right? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, so I'll ask God, like, you know, it could be, you know, hey, should I do this business deal right here? You know, this is exactly the money that I was like looking for. And God, like, no, they're not for you. And you're like, but everything feels aligned up. It feels this. And it's like, no, I have something else for you. And so this guy then asks, he goes, well, how do you know if it's fear? And I'm like, when I try to negotiate. And he's like, ooh, you know, I was like, when I try to negotiate with God. And he goes, can you give an example? I'm like, yeah. But God, remember I wanted a certain amount of money because I was going to invest that into this part of my business. And then I was going to, you know, put this into this organization. And I wanted to, you know, create this next. And this is like that exact amount of money, God, you know. Well, God's like, no, I know. But like, it's bigger. I got more for you. There's something different that I need your time freed up for. It's like, but God, this is that thing. So I'm negotiating, right? And so, and we do this in business, this in relationships, but God, like this person, you know, for me as a man, it's like she aligns and she's spiritual and godly and you know, and all these things. Yes, I know, but I have a wife for you. That's not your wife, you know? That's not easy. That's not, and it's not, especially if you're really clicking with somebody whose values are the same, all this stuff is the same, is good, you know? Or, you know, for your path or a job, but they're offering me the six-figure salary and it's what, you know, what I went to school for. Like, yes, but I have more money for you over here with something different, you know, similar, but different using your talents. Like, what do you mean? You know, yeah, those people, you know, and the way I told him, and then I can finish up where that went, because he asked me something very good. But where I told him is, I'm like, you ever do something anyways? And then like later on, you found out like, huh, that really wasn't worth the money, or huh, I didn't really like the environment, or huh, like that relationship didn't really, it was missing something, or huh, like that business, deal, whatever it might be. We know afterwards what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he asked me, he said, so do you listen to God every time? And I said, no. He was like, thank you for the honest answer. I'm like, oh, I want to. This is a couple of years ago. I'm getting much better. I wanted to give him the real answer, which is I'm because he said, like, well, how do you do it then? I said, you practice, like every relationship, you practice. Because what was happening was, I told him, I said, here's what I've learned. We're not always ready for the truth, even though we can feel it at our core that it's right. And the goal is to get to a place where we're always ready for the truth. I was like, but we're human. We are souls having a human experience, and we make mistakes, and we have to have grace. How else do you learn grace and forgiveness and understanding and no judgment? Then, oh, I went through that too. I can relate to you and you and you and you, because I've been there. I've done it. I understand, you know? And so he said, well, how do you practice? And I said, well, I was like, here's a really great trick, and maybe anybody that's listening, you know, can try this too. So I said, if let's use the business deal, which, you know, I've used this has actually happened, where I'm like, you know, God was like, no, I got better people that I want you to be working with. Not that there was anything wrong with them, just a different way of doing, like just a different spending, doing different activities, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out to that lunch and see if, you know, there's like, let me confirm. And he goes, okay, so you take a step. I was like, let's say you're taking one step to the left away from the path of like what you felt called to do or should do in that moment. Take a step in the opposite direction. Just if you're doing it, take it with a very self-aware state. Like, you know what? Let's go to this thing and let me be observant. Let me try to understand why maybe this wasn't supposed to be for me. Or let me try to have a relationship with my intuition. Does something come up while I'm sitting at this lunch? Am I missing something? Like, and I think that the practice makes the connection with God even greater, because now you're like, okay, you know, God, I hear you. I'm going to go to this thing, but I'm going to go very aware. And then maybe I can actually have a talk with you about it, you know?
Yeah.
And so like we do the thing, you know, we go to like that business lunch or something like that. And then this guy asks, he goes, do you ever keep taking, you know, steps to the left that you keep moving further away? And I said, yeah, it happens. Grace, it happens, right? Because like, so maybe you get enticed by like, no, this thing really does feel in the moment in the physical world good, right? Mm-hmm. Even though there is something, your intuition always knows. At the end of the day, like those like one-liners, like, no, something better. No, do this. Like that, your intuition is spot on. And we have to learn how to trust that intuition, because that's a gift from God, right? We have to learn how to use it. But if we're not practiced using it, we're all over the place. We are so unclear and distracted and easily tempted and all these things. And when I say tempted, I just mean like for that business deal or that job or that whatever it might be, without really knowing if it really is for us. And so he said, well, what happens if you go very far, you know, in the opposite direction? I said, here's the beauty of God. I'm like, the moment you want to go right back to the initial intuition you knew in the very beginning and what you felt from God. He goes, yeah, I'm like, it's one step to the right. You can go miles and miles and miles and miles out, and one step to the right, and you're like, all right, God, this time with you. Let's just do it your way. You know what? You might be right. Let's try that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's letting go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I feel like I was just like in my head, I was like just feeling called out in my life right now.
It happens to all of us.
It is so good. Yeah, yeah. I have some things in my life going on right now where I'm like, I know what is from God. I know, like, he literally even like places things in my life where I'm like, I didn't do anything for that. He just like provided me with that and being like, here you go. This is the path that you're going to take. And then me just like clinging onto the lifeline of like that old thing that I feel like when I'm not having this anymore, I might not be able to provide for myself, or I'm not like, I'm not safe anymore. And just like all these fears come up. And I know like that these are all fears, and that it's like definitely possible to go in the other direction. And I'm very aware of that, but it's like so hard sometimes. It's so hard. So I'm like, okay, I know about this.
Yeah, you know, it can even block our, well, a lot of times, of course, block our success, right? Like, not that there's a fear of success, but I mean, you know, I'm in the middle of a product launch, and it's funny how, and I'm excited about it, but I'm having to maneuver a couple of things because there was a little bit more demand than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
Or not, we'll see what happens at the launch, but the wait list certainly is sizable, that I'm like, God, like, well, what happens if this happens with the transaction, and then there's returns and then like all these things. And God's like, it's already done. Like I just need you to like turn the switch on. Can you just like finish this thing? And then, you know, it's already done. Like it's taken care of. And it's such a letting go of, because and that is a negotiation. What am I doing? I'm trying to negotiate. Like, well, what about this? And what about that? And, you know, and so I find that this co-creation, this like, again, this goes back to the beginning of like, we're showing up, but we're letting go. So we're not, because then the faster we're able to make clear, intentional, connected decisions, the more, you know, I said this on a podcast episode, it's like, your, you know, abundance speeds up, you know, the moment you decide to step into it. Like, the more like you're, you know, in God, like the things that, you know, you're calling, the things that you want, like, you just have to learn to make these decisions faster from a very integrated place, you know, where there's clarity and flexibility and intention and like the ability to make decisions based on that clarity. So you're like, yes, no, yes, no, no, yes, no, no, you know. And with God, right? And so we can make a lot of things in our life happen faster. Huh, look, again, there come the miracles, right? There comes the abundance and all the things that everybody like talks about. It's like, yeah. So we have to like show up and let go.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like on the one side, I definitely see clearly that no matter where we are walking, I almost feel like it in my head looks a bit like a chess board game thing. And like God can just literally pick us up and put us in a different position if he feels like we're like completely walking the wrong way in a way. So I do feel like his guidance in that sense as well. But then there is these other things where it feels like we know where where we are supposed to go in a way, where he wants us to go. And we literally just have to let go of this like one thing which like blocks all our time, so that we cannot even follow his plan because our time is just like spent on this other thing that's not for us. And that is just something that I feel like I'm so clear about that. I still have a couple of things in my life where this is like, I mean, obviously we'll always have those things for sure. I do have some big things where I feel like I need to make those transitions. But yeah, I guess my question for you would be, how do you deal with things like that anxiety that can come up in those situations, and the anxiety maybe about like failing or being able to provide for yourself, especially as like entrepreneurs, I feel like that's like a big thing. So I don't know if you have any advice on that or any thoughts.
Oh yeah. I mean, oh yeah. You know, that's the providing for ourselves. I think it's very natural. First of all, like, grace to anybody who's wanting the responsibility to say, well, I just want to make sure that I'm going to be okay. And because I want to be okay, because I want to, you know, provide or make sure that, you know, I can sustain while I'm here. I mean, so that already is a, because you know, there are people who don't care. so already the grace to anybody that already is worrying about that, like, hey, that's, it's like, I heard a mother once say, not my mother, but like a friend that was a mother that said, that was worrying about her three kids. And she was worried about being a really good mother. And I said, that's what makes you a great mother. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, the fact that you care so much about what kind of mother you are and that you're constantly trying your best and, you know, better each day, you know, that's what is like, it's the person who doesn't ask that question, right? So it's good that you're asking the question of like, how am I going to provide? And like, God, how are you going to provide? Or how is this going to work out? I think our natural curiosity allows us to tap in. So one, congratulate anybody who's listening to this that's like, that has that one thing, that responsibility. And then two, for then the second step of like having the curiosity to ask. And, you know, the way there, you know, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's interesting. So, you know, we're given all these gifts. I want to sit here and say like, oh, I went completely all in and like God just provided. And, you know, that wasn't necessarily how it was for me. I give a lot of credit. I know a few people who had, they're like, it's going to work out. And meaning they really, they quit that job all the way, or they quit that thing that was paying them, or that hustle or whatever it was. You know, I don't really like to use the word hustle because, you know, that's, we already know about that. Like, that's not, you know, you know, but you get the idea that they were like, no, I'm done with this. And now that I've recently gotten to that place as well with my agency and walked away completely, I'm like, nope, I'm done, you know, and I'm going all in on my mission, my purpose. Like, that's it. I was able to financially in that position because I had purposely saved.
Yeah.
And, you know, a certain amount, right? But even then, you could still deal with the uncertainty, right? And
yeah.
You know, and it was, and so that was an interesting thing of like going all in and then knowing like you know, technically you got a certain amount of time before, you know, that could, if not done right, you know, run out. And then do you have to go back to the, you know, the thing? Listen, you can always go back to something that was helping you. But if it's one thing that I have learned is just that like by going all in, it is definitely an energy and it's a constraint that is constantly pushing you closer to God and your purpose, not working against you. I used to think constraints were, and I just talked about this on my podcast, I used to think constraints were obstacles. Now I'm realizing like, no, enough of them kind of like force you to deal with things and move in a different energy and connect and trust yourself and trust God. And, you know, now as an entrepreneur, like, we're not ever really detouring. You can do certain different things like, hey, take your skill sets and say, you know what, I'm going to help other people with their stuff while also helping mine. So you're getting paid for things and you're learning about yourself. Like you're learning. And I think that that's also how God works. It's like, hey, I gave you talents and gifts. Doesn't mean that it's only going to be for you to produce the purpose and the message. It might actually also be for others and applying it in different places. And I'm pulling you out of one area to put you in other areas with other people that you need to be around. So, you know, so it's like, as long as you start to understand what your skill sets are and your abilities and capabilities, and we all have them. And then you get people who say like, I'm not talented in anything. I'm like, then go learn something. Like we have, like, God did bless you with the ability to be like, hey, what are you naturally interested in? You know, go skill stack a little bit. And like, you learn a couple of skills that like happen to be things that also really relate to your soul. You're always going to be abundant, you know, but like that confidence of learning it for yourself and understanding it and applying it, you know, it's like, and to kind of, I guess to maybe round out the question a little bit, something that I came into the understanding of, we can ask a lot of questions and we can be in a complete fear state. How's it going to work out? How am I going to, you know, do it? Where's the money going to come from? All these other things. All right. Okay. The only way we ever get answers is when we create. Period. The only time I'm building this thing. You know, I don't know what to do next. Let me figure out like, here, I need to get this paintbrush. Or I need to get this tool and I need to put this up online. People come in out of nowhere. Hey, how do you do that stuff? Like, oh, here's how I do that. Like, oh, do you consult? Can you help me? You're like, maybe, but I'm still figuring this part out. Like, yeah, but I don't know none of it. You're like, oh, okay. You know, or you're creating and you're like, oh, you know, where's the money going to come from? Somebody just asked you, or you're creating, you're like, well, how am I going to get my customers? Like, oh, these are the things that the people want. Because you did something and you got an answer. You did another thing and you got another answer. You did something and you got another answer. Isn't that like a relationship with God?
Yeah.
Hey, God, like, you know, what do I need to do? Like, well, you should go run this marathon. Like, really? I'm going to run a marathon? Like, why am I going to run? All right, fine. I'll run this marathon. Like, I'll get into motion. You meet somebody that you're running with that, like, happens to be in the same field as you. And all of a sudden, like, that's how God's always connecting the dots. Like, you want an answer? Yeah. Do something. And then an answer comes and it tells you what to do next. And that's like creating your life, co-creating with God, getting your answers. And it makes so much sense because, like, how could you ever get your answers from the sidelines? You can't.
No, you can't. Yeah, it's not possible.
You just can't. Yeah. And so what do? We get into fear mode. We get into, like, we make stuff up in our head. Like, what if it doesn't work out? Like, you know it's going to. You just aren't really sure how, and that's a little uncertain and shaky. And you, we're humans. We want to know. I have to know how it's going to work out. Like, do you really have to know? Yeah. But do you know it's going to? Like, oh, I know it's going to. So what's the problem? Like, well, I just don't know how. Like, okay, so this is a control issue we all have. Got it. You know, well, why don't you start something? That's why, like, people, when they have a hard time starting something, I'm like, just start.
Yeah.
They're like, but where? And I'm like, just start. And then, like, you notice, like, when you remote working and going somewhere else and making a change, like, that is the answer.
It
like
is.
The start, like, you just start something and then an answer comes and you're like, oh, okay, well, this felt right and this didn't. Okay, well, I'll go do what feels right and maybe see what else comes from that. And what doesn't, like, oh, mental note to self, and maybe I won't repeat that thing. That's life.
Yeah, I mean, that is so amazing to, like, witness that yourself. So I can only recommend that to everyone. Just, like, going somewhere. Like, it could even just be a traveling or to, like, I don't know, start a new work or whatever. Just doing these things that bring change into your life. Because I feel like when you bring in change, there's always an opportunity to figure something out through that. And it can also be like little things. Like last week, for example, I got super overwhelmed all of a sudden because I felt like, okay, because I'm also like doing marketing things and I was trying to figure out, okay, what should I build so that I have like an income of clients that just like find me basically. Mm-hmm. And then I was just so overwhelmed because I got all of this advertisement of options. And I think I must have like started with something and then all of the things come in. And then it was like so beautifully guided because then my friend literally asked me, can you come with me to this little networking event thingy, which is like just like a very casual in someone's home, having food together situation. And I got there and I had like immediately two women connecting with me being like, oh, I need exactly what you're offering. And I was like, oh, wait, this is actually like so simple. So it's these like you literally have to sometimes get out there, follow these like impulses. And like follow, because even in that moment on like the last Friday, I felt like, oh, I'm not feeling like going out. You know, I didn't really feel like doing this. Something within me was like, I kind of need to go there. I know that I need to go there. And then this whole evening was just so beautiful and just unfolded so beautifully and so in alignment with what I needed in this moment. And so just trusting these impulses and trusting that God gives us these little, you should kind of go there. I have something for you there. And I'm just going to show you that you don't have to worry so much and it can be a bit easier than what you thought it needed to be. And I think that's just so beautiful.
Yeah, no, you bring up such a great point. And because can it be that easy? We are not wired for easy. We are wired, I mean, I think we are spiritually, but the human in us from the time that we're very, very young and like we're around, you know, the complexity of the humans being humans, but being humans, as I would say, like humans will be humans. It's like we make it harder than it has to be. And it's like we want a lot of things, but we are not the greatest receivers of the abundance that is available to us. So we want a lot of things, but we're also like blocking them all the time. Like we're, that's why I tell everybody, like we're the problem, we're the solution, we're the answer, we're the mission, we're the everything with, I mean, with God. But I'm saying, like, what's getting our way isn't the people in the external world. I mean, it can be definitely a distraction, but like, yeah. You know, that's what I think makes it hard is the human in us. And
that's so true.
But the soul in us is like, you know, I once read that like the soul and the body have this unique relationship, and you can probably group the mind in with the body, that the soul is like this GPS. It's like, I know exactly where to take you, but you're the vessel, so I'm going to go ahead and need you to follow my direction. And then the body is like, you know, I don't know where to go, but I'm ready to go, you know? And so the two need each other. What happens often is the soul is going in one direction, and the body, especially because it's living in a very worldly physical place, is constantly tempted by like this thing and that thing and like this distraction, or go here or do this or take that or have this or eat that or whatever, right? And so you want to, the idea, I think of when I read this was like, the idea is you want to get them to work together. You want the body to be like, all right, where do you want me to take you? And then you want the soul to be like, I got some places that I want us to be. I need you to take me. And the two just start working together. And I feel like that's also like, that's the practice, right? Because yeah, you're right. Like we have to be out there to receive it. And then that's where some people go, well, yeah, but like, that's why I go out all the time. I'm like, no, I mean, there's this idea of like, you need discernment, you need clarity, you need, that's why it does actually come back to the home and in internally, yeah. And individually and within, you know, yourself, like all this is, you know, needed, because that's how you're able to make decisions like, do I go out, you know, or is that a distraction, or do I go out like, oh, I'm being called, like, is, you know, so yeah. So,
yeah, that comes back to what you said earlier. If it's like a clear no, and then you just, yeah, it distracts you and you're literally negotiating about, but yeah, but I want to do this, you know? So like, you can even do this with like some things that seem to be like so fun and like harmless in a way, right? But it's like, do I really need this right now? Do I really need to, I don't know, go to this, I don't know, like, I'm not going to parties, but like someone might have that, you know, like, oh, I want to hang out there and I want to be everywhere and all the time. But then that might distract you from like the actual path that you know that you're wanting to take. And it just leaves you with no time for that as well. So even things that seem to be fun and like harmless and all of those things, you still like have to discern, like, is that something that I need right now, or that is like suitable for me right now in the situation that I'm in? Or can I allow it to like be there sometimes, but not maybe do it every day, right? Or like every week, you know?
And this is where the grace of like, and it's okay if you made the mistake of going to that dinner, that networking or that thing, and it didn't really pan out. It didn't feel like it was, you know, because I would say the question is this pushing you closer to your purpose, your mission, your life all around, like the type of life you want to live, or like that's in, you know, or with God, is it pushing you closer to God, or is it moving you further away? Is it distracting you?
Yeah.
Is it separating you from yourself? And people go like, oh, well, like, I don't always know. Like, no, that's true. I mean, we do, but we don't. Like, and so grace, if we want to have grace with others, we have to have grace with ourselves. And we have to know that, hey, I didn't always make the right choice because I was trying to figure it out. And then now suddenly we have a lot more empathy for everybody. So,
no, that is so, for sure. Like, that is so important to like give us that grace and to be like, yeah, we are, there's things that we just do by trial and error. And we're just like trying to figure out if that is like good for us. And sometimes we really don't know, or we cannot decipher if that is from God right now, or if this is just us, or if this is like just the world like influencing us in a way, because it's like we have so many things that are on offer basically. So sometimes that can just be really overwhelming. And that's basically what I just said as well, with like, there's so many options of like how I could like pursue that path, right? And maybe acquire this like next client, for example. But then it's like, oh yeah, maybe I don't have to like take all of these like options, because there is a simpler way for that. But I wouldn't have known that if I wouldn't experience it, you know? So I think that is, that's so, so good and so beautiful. If we give ourselves that grace. And I was like, a friend of mine, she's like currently like under so much pressure as well. And she's like very young. She's 20 years old, and she's like doing her own business and she's like really doing amazing and she's like such an inspiration to me. But I'm literally telling her all the time, like, cut yourself some slack because like you're doing so great, but we are like so easy to put so much pressure on ourselves and like the things that we're doing. And yeah, so I think that's like just a reminder for everyone that we're living for the first time. We're all like trying to figure this stuff out as a human, right? So I think that's so important.
That's why we need alone time. We need time to center. We need time to pray, to meditate, to sit with God, you know, to journal, whatever it might be, to like just get back to a baseline and an understanding. Am I making decisions from the external world or the internal world? Is this pushing me closer to where I need to go or away from it? Is it separating me or making me come more whole? Like, we need this time for ourselves, and it's everything. So
yeah, I mean, we're already kind of coming close to the end, but I still, there's like one question that I definitely still want to ask, and it's about, I mean, we kind of talked about this already in a way, but just to like go like a bit deeper into it, like the aspect of like, is this my calling, you know? So obviously I believe that there's a difference between like the calling that God has for us and then like the things that we do on this planet. But then it feels like, yeah, there's so much pressure on like, am I doing the right thing? Because like, is that the thing for me? And we already talked about this a little bit, but I would love to hear your thoughts on like our calling and our capability of like following that. And is it something that we pursue at all times, or is it something that we grow into? Like, I would just love to hear your thoughts on that.
I think it's like, I like the idea of growing into it. I think you can know right away, very, very, very early on. We've seen people in this world who've done that, and that still grew into many other things they didn't know.
Yeah.
Or you could be like a lot of us where you didn't know, maybe you had an idea. And because you had an idea, you were constantly trying to fit it in from your human view. But like, that's okay because you're trying. And the trying leads you to seeing what works and doesn't work, and then asking greater and greater questions and tapping further and further in. And then after a while, you're like, I see what's going on here. You know, and then even then you get to the calling, or you start to feel like you're working more within your calling. And you're still like, wow. It's true. Was it like Aristotle or Plato? Somebody said like, the more I know that which I don't know. It's like the more you're certain about certain things, the more uncertainty in everything, right? It's like, because like, I know I'm in my calling. There's so much I don't know yet about, like, I know the vision. I don't know the how. I don't know the when. I don't know, you know, there's a lot of things and I'm totally cool with it. I've gotten to a place where I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is where we're supposed to kind of enjoy the process, you know, which we're told to do. So the process is a very big part of the mission, is a very big part of the calling. It's how, if we're going to have a really, we want to have better relationships with our loved ones, with God, with our work, with anything, like you have to show up and want to have the relationship with it. You have to actually be intentional with it where you're like, you know what? I'd like to understand more about like what I'm here called to do. Like, what does that look like? And let me try some things and see, you know, how is that resonating? And let me be innately curious. And so I think we definitely can grow. Of course, we can grow into that, you know, and we learn a lot from the process of, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where I, in the more recent years, I'm like, oh, wow, you create and you get answers. Isn't that how God works? Like, you create and you get answers. Oh, wait, God created and things happened. We create. Yeah. And things happen. I was like, God, you're a genius. Like, what a genius. Like, I was like, of course you made us in the image of your eyes. Like, you know, like, that makes sense. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, son, you're going to have to move if you want to, like, see what comes next. And you're like, okay. You know? So
that is, that is so, so good. That's completely true. I mean, this is what we said in the beginning. It's that constant process of like creating and then getting your answer. And this is how things move forward and how we can communicate back to God as well, because we're trying things in a way as well. So
I will say, and just to add to that, and I guess the final is that, and that was kind of the whole purpose of like when I created this hat, which I saw the expression from a couple of places and I'm not sure where I originally saw it, but I loved it. And I just wanted to make more like awareness to it. It was like, nah, comma, bigger. Signed by God. Yeah. And it was this idea of, because along the way, our humanness is always getting in the way at some point of, like, you know, even in your calling, even the addiction to your calling of, like, this feels great. I'm in alignment. I'm in purpose. I'm building. Like, you told your friend to have grace. Like, hey, you're doing a great job. I have people around me that are like, Matt, I don't know if you realize how much you are building and how fast. And I'm like, we could go faster, you know? And then yeah. I'm like, I'm reminded, I'm like, no, sorry. Thank you for the reminder. God's timing, not mine. So I check myself often. Like, you know, we have to. So it, you know, it's like now bigger. Like, it's always whatever we could probably conceive. It's probably even bigger than that. And if we can live in the place of, like, wonderment for that, like, excitement for that, without having to know, but, like, enjoying each step of, like, in that intention in the moment. That's joy. Like, that's freedom. That's where I realized, I'm like, oh, that's what they mean about, you know, it's in the process, you know, not the destination. Of course, the destination is you're done here. So, you know, there isn't, like, some proverbial ending other than yours, your time, your soul's time on earth. So, like, that got me to understand that the calling is also the process, and the process is, like, where our freedom is.
Yeah. Yeah, I also feel like what happened for me as well, because I was at one point big into, and I've talked about this on here before, but into manifesting things, which I don't agree anymore with, because I manifested things that weren't, like, I tried to manifest them even though they weren't for me, because I thought, like, that's what I needed to have in my life. And then I had to figure out, okay, well, first of all, I didn't get those things, which I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I didn't get those things. But then I was thinking something is wrong with me. And since I started my walk with God, it's actually so beautiful, because I'm, like, at this point, which you were just sharing about as well, that I feel like I know, like, some of my gifts. I know some of the things that I'm good at. I know that these feel, like, very much in alignment with me, my nature, and, like, all of those things. And I don't know yet, like, how he's going to use them over the years. And that is such a beautiful space to be in, because it also gives you so much peace, because you're like, yeah, I don't have to have this figured out all the way.
Right.
I'm literally just going one step at a time, kind of also coming back to what, like, the niche is you, right? It's literally just you being you, and then seeing what, like, comes out of that. And then what I also discovered, which I think is so beautiful, sometimes you have these moments where also someone else just recognizes this gift within you, or there's something within you, and they're putting you in a position of, like, oh, can you speak here, or can you do this here, because I see you're good at this. And then this, like, creates something for you as well. So
exactly.
I feel like that is just something so beautiful, to, like, just be guided by that, be guided by what you perceive within you as a strength, and what God obviously has put within you. And then also other people seeing that, and from there, it just, like, giving that space to that thing so that it kind of unfold. That is just so, so beautiful to witness.
It's very well said. That's exactly it. And, like, so of course you wouldn't have known that led to this, to this. You can have a vision for yourself, because that's coming from intuition, but, like, allow the beauty of, like, that space of, like, this thing led to this thing, led to this thing, led to this thing. Like, oh, and isn't that a lot more ease than constantly trying to force a life where you're like, oh, thanks. You know what? Yeah. You do it, God. Cool. You take the wheel, God. I'm just, like I said, God is my CEO. I'm just running the place.
That's good. And it connects so well with the nah bigger, because it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He knows. Like, he knows so much better than I do. And so it can get me to places, or he can get me to places where I don't even know about them yet. Which
makes sense.
So good.
And when, I love one of my really good friends that we do a lot of studying together with. He says, I love how you rationalize the spiritual. He's like, because it's like you can make the spiritual seem much more tangible and understanding. Like, with God, I'm like, good. Like, I'm grateful for that. I was like, but it does. I'm learning too. Like, it's the humility of, like, knowing. Like, I'm learning. I'm like, maybe it isn't as complex as we really make it out to be, and we're just so human-y that we do that sometimes, you know. So
yeah. Amazing. Thank you. I have one very last question that I ask everyone who comes on here, and it's, is there one thing that you wish more humans would know about and that touches you deeply?
Yes, that, you know, I'll try to keep that, I guess, kind of short. that I think that is the whole purpose of like the niche is you. It's like, I wish more humans trusted themselves. Like, I wish they tapped more into themselves. I wish they understood themselves more. I wish they like, you know, were more curious about their gifts and their intuition and trusting from that place and being okay with it, you know, versus like needing the external world to say, do this or try this or go this way. Or, you know, I wish more people just knew like, oh, wait a minute. Like, it really does start with me. It actually can be easier. Not saying that there isn't all work. There's a lot of work, but it's the work you will never mind doing for yourself. Yeah. When it's for yourself, you'll never mind doing it. If you're going to do any work, do that work, you know? So yeah, I'd say it's more of like trusting yourself, connecting with yourself, trusting your intuition, you know, bettering your time, you know, and like really getting to like have a relationship with yourself, like literally like treat you the way you treat your best friends.
Amazing. Thank you for that. That's a good way to wrap this up and also to bring it full circle, kind of. You can just plug yourself now. Where can people find you if they love the conversation? Yeah, where can they find you?
I mean, you know, everybody can find me on Instagram at Matt Gottesman, MattGottesman, because that, like, the links there will take you everywhere. They'll take you to my website, mattgottesman.com. I do write. Obviously, I love writing. I'm mattgottesman.substack.com. And my podcast, The Niche Is You, however you'd like to say it. But all that can be found, whether through Instagram or my website.
Amazing. Thank you so much. That's perfect. I'll also link everything in the show notes, so it will be easy to access. And thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you for having me, Karina. I appreciate it. Thank you.